Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now. The number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. In light of the events over the weekend in Paris, and there's numerous other things that have happened around the world, terrorists, initiated. You know, your heart's just heavy. You don't know what to think. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do other than praise be to God that he sent Jesus and that there's a plan. God has a plan. And, you know, how all this fits in it, you know, we don't know. But, you know, God is the victor. Jesus is the victor. And those who stand with him have hope in this world. And even in light of what we see, you know, the enemy isn't winning. You know, the world isn't taking an upper hand as far as God is concerned. He's still on his throne. He's still sovereign. Jesus is still doing his work in this world. People are being saved. People are being raised to life in Christ, raised to walk in the newness of life. But yet you look at this and you know, I was thinking of the passage in Revelation where, you know, those martyred who were up in heaven, the souls of those, they keep crying out to the Lord.
How long?
How long? How long? Yeah. When are you going to put an end to this? And I know that's one of the big questions that we have in our hearts. Lord, how long is this going to continue? How long is radical Islam, those terrorists, going to continue to kind of reign, have a reign here where, you know, the whole world is afraid, you know, that something could happen at any moment, at any time, at any place, and we wouldn't know until it happened. You think, Lord, how long is that going to take place? And yet we get the assurance of the Word of God that God is in control. Even though this world is under the control of the evil one, as John wrote in his first letter toward the end of it, we know God still is in control. God has a plan in Jesus, a plan for all of us to come to know him by faith in the grace of God. But I know as believers, as Americans, as just people in general, our hearts are heavy, our hearts are sad, our hearts are weighed down with just the burden of this terror that's in the world today. And if you want to talk about it on today's broadcast, we certainly welcome you to do so at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. You know, we're all going to have opinions on, you know, what we should do, what the government should do, what, you know, how we should handle this. We don't know. I mean, those are opinions. And, you know, it's a complex, difficult
Absolutely.
Issue that involves human life on both ends of the spectrum, the terrorist, and then how to defend against it. It's just a big problem. And, you know, I don't think anybody has the solution except for the Lord.
Yes.
And that's why we have to keep turning our eyes to him.
Well, some of the good news here is that in the report I heard recently, some of the fastest growing areas in terms of people coming to Jesus involve some of the very areas where the radical Islamic terrorists seem to hold sway. Jesus is more powerful than those people.
Yes, he is. And we will continue to proclaim that and count on that in everyday life.
Absolutely. Well, again, that number, 844-322-2742. As we've said in the past, we're here live so that you can be live and pose your question, get an answer to your particular situation. If you want to just blow off some steam, I know that probably, you know, it's a pressure cooker out there with all of the things that are going on. So if you'd like to talk about it, this is your best opportunity. Give us a call right now, friends, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Cynthia, listening to us in New Jersey on WMCA. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Welcome. What's on your mind today?
what is on my mind today. I was just commenting about, you know, we could speculate a million things, but we know that this battle is a spiritual battle, is not against flesh and blood, and I don't hear that enough. And we know what the scriptures say about the end times, so none of this should surprise us. We shouldn't worry about fixing it politically, militarily, anything. The church should be on its knees, and there should be more prayer meetings. I'm not talking individually. Corporately, you know, churches should be open 24/7 or at least until midnight. What's going on? You know, Christmas is coming up. All this is happening in the world. And what is the American church going to be worried about? Their little plays, their little concerts, their little Christmas specials. What? Where's the all-night prayer meetings? Where's the crying out to the Lord? We are told our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities and, you know, spiritual things in high places.
Well, and Cynthia, you're right. And our weapons, yes, aren't against, our weapons are spiritual in nature,
yeah,
as well.
They're not the weapons of the world.
Yes.
Doesn't work.
You know, one of the things, Richard and Cynthia and Bob, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, we as believers, we have been given a knowledge of God that the world does not have. The world is trying to figure out God on their own. And as we look out in the world, as we see these terrorist groups, as we see these things, we're getting a very jaded view of what God is like.
Yes.
But we as believers have the true knowledge, and that true knowledge has been given to us in Christ. In Christ, we see the very face of God. If we've seen Jesus, we've seen God the Father, and we know something about him that the world does not know. And we need to be, I think, more urgent, more passionate about getting the true knowledge of God out there in the world. We need for people.
Right. So, what does that have to do with anything on the show? Saying what should we do? The president, this, that, the other. What does any of what you just said have to do with anything being discussed? I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, where is the call to prayer?
Well, Cynthia, can I just be myself? Cynthia, that's what I was doing. I was being myself, saying, hey, here's where my heart is. It weighs heavy. And I feel like those people in Revelations that we see, biblical people, martyrs, saying to God, how long? How long? Please let me be myself, Cynthia. I'm going to let you be yourself. And yes, we as believers need to pray. We need to deliver the good news. Where are people standing up saying Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life with passion, with urgency? We need more of that. We need more people standing up, delivering this good news, laying it out there on the line and saying this is a life or death issue. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus is life. We need to be voices in this world. And if you've listened any minute of this broadcast on any other program, you have heard that call time and time and time again. We get so involved politically. We get so involved in trying to fix the world that we forget what our major mandate is as believers, and that is to deliver the good news of Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Stand up and deliver it. We're going to do that, Cynthia. And if I want to be myself and say, hey, my heart is heavy over something, by golly, I'm going to be doing that on this broadcast, and that is A-okay. I love the fact that you are calling people to pray. You keep doing that. We'll encourage you to do that, and we'll do the same.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call.
844-322-2742 if you'd like to join the conversation. Don't be afraid, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, yeah. Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you've joined us. We want you to really join us, though. Pick up that phone. Give us a call, 844-322-2742.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing in the world. We as believers get to be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, boy, this is a confusing time. It is one of the most confusing times. The world continues to be a confusing place.
Really?
And we've got voices all over the place saying we should do this, we should do that, we should do all sorts of things. What do we do? there's a lot of people out there that are confused, that are asking that very question. And they're free to be themselves and to come to a situation like this with open hands saying, Lord, I don't know what to do. Move me. Open my heart. Open my eyes so that I can see how I can take up my place in this great gospel story, in this great narrative that's happening in this world today, that I can genuinely make an impact for the kingdom of Christ. A lot of confusion out there as to how that's going to be done.
Yeah.
But if we will come to him in faith and dependence, I think the Lord will reveal that.
Absolutely. Again, that toll-free number, 844-322-2742.
Let's go to Long Island and talk with Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Bob. Hi, brothers. How is everybody doing?
Well, we're doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to say that what I think is during this time, amid the confusion, what's interesting to me is how we do have a great opportunity now as believers to stand up. When people say, where are we going to go? Where are we going to hide? We tell them, well, you're going to have to run to Jesus now.
That's the only place.
You know, this is the perfect time now to really speak out, and it's amazing how easy it gets. When more things happen, it gets much easier as a believer to witness for him. And I just want to encourage people to not be quiet, to stand up now. This is the time to stand up and speak about Jesus to people because he's so needed right now. Otherwise, we're going to be sinking in fear. And it is a scary time. And I am afraid. And I'm a Christian, but I know the end of the story. So that encourages me to go forward and to share Christ with people who need him.
We do know the end of the story, and we do know what we're called to do in the middle of the story, and that's to be voices for this good news. Those of us who have been saved, we have the opportunity to stand up in the midst of this confusion and offer the true knowledge of God in the person of Jesus Christ. That's what's lacking in the world. That's what the world needs. That's what people are longing for. We have that answer. Let's stand up and deliver it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And thank you guys always for what you do. And I'm standing up too. And I'm being myself too.
Good for you, Teresa. Hey, thanks for your
God
call.
God bless you.
Yes,
bye.
Indeed.
Well, let's go to Albany, Oregon, and Steve listening to us on KORE. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
My question, I just kind of looking for an explanation. As a Christian, this is something I get hit up with a lot, and someone would ask me to explain why God requires, before Christ, why he required sacrifices.
Well, there's a statement in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 9:22, and it says this, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So I think God was teaching the people in the old covenant that true forgiveness requires the sacrifice of life. It requires the shedding of blood. We see that all the way back in the garden after Adam and Eve sinned. They hid from God. They sewed together some fig leaves to hide their nakedness. And God said, who told you you were naked? And then he said, those fig leaves just won't do. And he sewed together some animal skins to cover them properly. Well, how did those animal skins come about? Well, death had to happen so that those sins could be covered over. And that's been a principle, a truth that God has laid out since the very beginning of time, that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. That's the sacrifice that was required. And so he brought those sacrifices into being through that Mosaic covenant so they could experience forgiveness when they did sin, but also as a foreshadowing of the finished work of Jesus that would happen at the cross 2,000 years ago.
So a quick answer to that would be something like that. For the forgiveness of sin requires the shedding of blood.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah, Hebrews 9:22 is the verse. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Steve. Thanks for your call. Well, let's go to Dallas and talk to Joe, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Joe.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
Oh, very fine. Very fine. My heart is very happy. I'm a happy man today.
Well, that's nice to hear. Did you have a question or a comment?
Well, basically, to have a comment. And before now, I was telling you my heart is happy. I know that Christ is coming pretty soon. And I should encourage every Christian to be prepared for his coming, because the Bible tells us that when the time will come, we'll see all that what we're seeing right now. And I'm happy it's happening way right in front of me. But we should be able to come together. We should be able to pray together. We should be able to, let alone ask for things not for us, but for others, because we Christians have always had that habit of asking for things just for us. Oh, Lord, I want this. Oh, Lord, I want that. Oh, Lord, I want this. We don't pray for others. This is the time for us to pray for others. This is the time for us to come together in reunion, and this is the time for us to celebrate Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Cho, I appreciate those those words. The word be prepared. I think that is a theme that runs through the Bible from start to finish. We see it especially in some of the parables that Jesus taught. It's always be prepared for what's coming, because something is coming. Judgment is coming. And the way to be prepared for that is to know where you stand today as far as your relationship with God is concerned. And there's only one way to have assurance, and that's to receive Jesus. To by faith put your full weight of trust in his death, burial, and resurrection, and to know that because he lives, you too will live. Because he has overcome sin and death, you too overcome sin and death. That's where salvation is in Jesus. There's no other name. So there's only one way to be prepared, and that's come to faith in Jesus Christ. I know back on 9/11 and when all that tragedy struck New York City and Washington and then the plane crash in Pennsylvania, we went on the air live that day, and many people were asking the question, what if I had been one of those folks in those buildings? What would have happened to me? So they started thinking about the afterlife. You know, is there an afterlife? Is there something beyond the grave? And many people came to Christ that day as they were asking those questions and as the gospel message was presented. And so a lot of times these tragedies, as sad as they are, it causes people to think just beyond their everyday existence and, you know, the house they live in and the car they drive and the job they have and, you know, what they're going to do this weekend. They start to think in terms of their own mortality. Is there life after death? And if so, how can I obtain it? Well, there's no way we can buy it. There's no way that we can come to it through human effort or merit. It has to be granted to us by grace. As John wrote, this is the testimony. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Life is found in Jesus. There's no other place that we can go to find life everlasting. And when we come to him by faith and we are raised to walk in the newness of life, we have at that point become prepared for the future. He who has overcome is prepared, and we overcome by faith in Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, Joe, thanks for those great words. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Well, let's keep going. Let's go to Louise in Denton, Texas, listening to us on the Word. Hi, Louise.
Hi, and thank you so much for taking my call.
You are so welcome. How can we help you today?
My question is, I'm moving my membership, my church membership, and I just wanted to know whether whether it's necessary to let the pastor or anyone know at the church I'm leaving, that I am leaving. Is that necessary, or am I required to do that?
Well, I don't think you're required to do that, but if it's a place that you've been going to for a long time, it just, I think, out of courtesy and love and relationship there, it would probably be a nice thing for you to let them know. But that's between you and the Lord, okay? I'm just I'm just saying what seems right to me, but that's between you and the Lord, Louise. And you know, they're probably going to miss you. They might not see you for a while, and they're going to wonder where is Louise. And you know, if you tell them up front, I think that could be a good thing. But you appeal to the Lord on that and see where the Spirit leads. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Louise. Thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. Let's go to Kaufman, Texas, and talk with James. Hi, James.
Texas, Dave.
James, you're on the air.
This is James. I have a comment or two regarding ISIS. Well, the countries that are supposedly democracy, they have waited too long to control ISIS. Our government is not for getting rid of them. They proved that. And look, France paid the price. And I don't blame France for doing what they did because, you know, you can run a rat to his hole and he's going to fight you. Well, they were in the hole and they had to come out. Now, even in the Bible, it tells you self-defense like the Battle of Jericho. So when there comes a time when action is necessary, because if you don't stop these people, it's going to be wholesale slaughter. I am a Christian. I love God, and I'm ready to go any minute. But there comes a time when enough is enough.
Well, James, that's my comment. You know, I think those are good comments and appreciate that. Yeah. And I think that's where kind of some understanding and some discernment needs to come through. You know, as an individual believer, we're called to do certain things. We're called to pray. We're called to speak the word of God, to deliver the good news, to be ready to give an account for the hope that's within us, and to do so with gentleness and understanding. Those are the things that we're called to do. But we live in countries, and countries have different purposes. And so this, you know, what is our country going to do? What position is our country going to take? And that's where we need to pray for our leaders. It is a very complex, complicated world situation. There is so much on the line. We, you know, as a country, we have partnerships and allies that are Islamic in nature that would not allow Christianity to be in those countries. Yet we have allied ourselves with those people. So there's lots of complexities that we are facing. So we as believers, we pray for our leaders. We pray for those who are in charge, that they will seek the face of God, the wisdom of God, and know what to do as a country to take a stand against these enemies that are out there in the world. So we encourage you, James, to continue to pray for those who are in command today, that they will listen. I think that's what our first caller was encouraging, and we concur with that. We need to pray for those leaders they will understand the times and know what to do that is going to be the best for this country and for the citizens of this country. Well, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's been a lively discussion on today's edition of Basic Gospel, and we appreciate so much hearing from those of you who called to be a part of it. We wish you would call every day like this. This has been a busy day, and we appreciate that so much. Friends, I want to remind you that for your gift of any amount to Basic Gospel, you're going to receive a copy of our study guide, The New Covenant Journey. Of course, this is the study guide upon which our weekly teaching edition is based, and if you don't yet have your copy, this is a great time to get yours and help keep the good news, the gospel message, on the air every day with the truth of God's love and grace. Just click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or phone 844-412-2742. Our operator is available during Central Time office hours. Again, that's Donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-412-2742. While you're at it, stay in touch with Basic Gospel while you're on the go by downloading our app. You'll find it in the App Store. It's available right now, and it's there just for you. Well, we're out of time for this edition. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us then. Until then, for Bob and Richard and the ministry staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.